Hey guys, Brian John Spencer here. Day 18 of the Ireland 32 Days project. I'm in rural West Galway right now, and I'm with Art O'Brien. Art is a film, TV and theatre producer. We're in a lovely setting. We're in extension? Feels like a sunroom. Lovely art all over the walls. I'm looking out on Loch Fee. Just beautiful, idyllic, but ruggedly isolated. Can you just paint in the blanks there? What's this mountain behind us and over here?
Well, we're in North Connemara, near to Killary Harbour, which is Ireland's only fjord. And we're about a mile from the sea, and we're at the foot of Ben Cúna, which is the last of the 12 bends. And the 12 bends are notable for being the most dominant feature of the landscape in Connemara. And across the lake, looking down, we look at the Mam Turks. The Mam Turks are also a well-known ridge of mountains. And this valley, it joins up to the Aina Valley. And the Aina Valley is definitely one of the most spectacular valleys in this country and renowned for its quality. So bus tours galore.
Yes.
And on the far side of the mountain is Kylemore Abbey.
Yeah.
And Kylemore Abbey is also a very well-known destination, formerly a girls' school, and now the campus for Notre Dame University of Indiana.
Yeah.
This is their Irish campus. That has only started this year.
Yeah.
This particular place where we are, I've been living full-time for the last 15 years in what was formerly an abandoned and derelict sheep farm.
Yes.
And I bought this in a moment of madness, a lot of people would have said, in the mid 80s. And I have spent a lot of time over the years making good this landscape and deciding eventually that I couldn't change the world, but maybe I could change a small corner.
Yes, yes.
And so I've set myself the task of physically transforming this particular corner, and it's such a beautiful place. And it's inspiring to me, and it has allowed me to do my own work when I get down to it, which is I've done 4 documentary features in the last 14 years. And I'm completing a novel at the moment. And it's just an inspiring and beautiful place to be.
Oh, yes, it is quite extraordinary. I'm just looking over.
Oh, no, look at the weather today.
Oh, well, even in spite of that, what's the island I was painting there?
Yes, directly across from me where I live on the far side of Loch Fee, looking straight across, is a place called Ilan Ró. And Ilan Ró, in translation from Irish, would be the Red Island, because I suppose the colouring in the autumn particularly gets very red.
Yes.
Killary is Killer and Killer Rua. So Rua is... that island is where Sir William Wilde built his holiday house in the 1850s, and it's quite a large structure tucked inside the trees. You can't see it from the road. The island is only 6 foot off the main road, but it is bridged, so it's very close. It runs out, and at the far end of the island, and there are a lot of descriptions by Oscar Wilde of growing up on holidays here and fishing on the lake and looking at and it features in his later life in relation to his father said to him, if he embraced Catholicism, there was no chance he would ever inherit the house on Ilan Ró. So it has that part.
And you were saying also, on my left and your right is Oscar Wilde's island, and then just behind us is the ridges, the famine ridges, where those people, only a few years before that residence was established, were living in grinding poverty, in destitution, almost on the edge of death. And it's...
I mean, about 2 years ago, I actually went researching some of the transcripts of the conditions that people were living in Connemara before the famine and during the famine. And it was grinding poverty. I mean, there's no two ways about it. If it was, it's a beautiful landscape, but it's also a brutal landscape.
Yes, yes.
So I can only imagine that and in one small way, what I've learned by living here on a full-time basis, that what it teaches you is the quality of endurance.
Yes.
You don't really, you can't be in this landscape and believe that you're somewhere else. You have to be in this landscape, you have to accept the demands of the landscape, yeah. the demands of the weather, the changeableness of it, and so on. And when I think of the people who lived here in those conditions, in those famine conditions,
yeah.
and the circumstances, one understands the land agitation and so on. And one thing that is just might be slightly interesting to you as a painter is the great illustrator and painter from the 1880s, Aloysius O'Kelly,
mm-hmm.
whose work is seen in the National Gallery. He painted quite a lot of works around here, and particularly his famous one, is Mass in a Connemara Cabin, is in our neighbour's house
right.
here.
Wow, fascinating.
That's a famous image.
Yeah.
But Aloysius O'Kelly lived here in the 1880s, and at the time, a lot of his drawings for the London Illustrated
yeah.
News are about the land agitation
yeah.
and so on. So being here connects that historically to me, and not that I'm in any way imbued with the same sense of suffering or
yeah.
the difficulty that those people have. I've got my own
yeah.
life here, but I think it's important to realise that context.
Yeah. It's quite fascinating. Just got nearly 3 minutes left. I've got two questions for you. The last, second last one is, we're in Yeats country, we're in the country of Singh and Gerard Dillon and the land of the Celtic revival and the idea that this is true Ireland. You're saying it is beautiful but also brutal. What is it like? Is there a sense that this is that land, the West, you know, the playboy of the Western world, Achill Island and so forth? What is it like to actually live here and to know the locals? Is there a sense of this more foggy,
yeah,
Celtic,
I mean, there's
Brigadoon?
A fantasy, there's a fantasy West
yeah.
and there's the real West
yeah.
and it has always served the fantasy, and I think while a lot of the fantasy is rooted in what was here and so on, the reality is this is a beautiful landscape. And there are very beautiful people living here. It's a beautiful nature
mm-hmm.
and genuine, honest, hardworking. It has its dark sides, as all places do, but it's a mixture of light and dark. And I think one of the reasons why painters in particular are drawn to the West, and perhaps I'd have to admit that as a filmmaker, what drew me is the play of light.
Mm-hmm.
The play of light is miraculous and
mm-hmm.
extraordinary. And I have had moments standing down, usually working, and I would look up and I'd see something and my breath gets caught and I'm breathless, literally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would carry on working and then look up again and it is a totally different
yeah.
scene. And all that has changed is the play of light.
Yeah.
So after a while, you not only begin to get used to that, you become actually, if addicted is the right word, is the need to sense and feel what that is doing to you
yeah.
in that landscape. And I think it has a transformative effect.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's easy to romanticize that. It's easy to fantasize
yeah.
that. For me, being here was my decision to move here 15 years ago was to say, I can only live in Connemara on Connemara's terms,
yeah.
not on mine.
Okay.
So I surrendered to allow this place to tell me what I was to do here.
Yes.
And one of the things it told me is stay engaged and involved with life no matter what. Don't withdraw into a shell.
Yeah.
Remain engaged and remain creatively fulfilled.
Yes. Okay. We've just got less than a minute left. I don't even know if we can discuss this. I may get you maybe to pen a piece for me and I'll put it up on the Facebook page. I woke up and I heard Irish on the radio. We literally do have 30 seconds. We did speak about that. It's something you grew up with, you then actually turned away from, but when you had your child, came back into your life, and it's an important aspect of your life. And the debate is obviously raging in the North. It was very important, the contributions you made to me, to understand what it's like growing up in that culture and with that language. So we only have 10 seconds left, so I'm just going to say, hopefully Art will be able to contribute a piece.
And I will say, the Irish language is the grain, is the wildflower, that William Blake said. To see the world in a grain of sand, heaven in a wildflower. The Irish language is a wildflower.